This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began amplifying point 3 in our outline on developing Christ-like communication skills. One constructive quality to cultivate is godly character. Another is the ability to discern. Proverbs 10:13 declares, "Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning." Proverbs 22:17 and 18 explains how to acquire this. "Pay attention and listen to the saying of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips." The principle is, output is determined by input. Input involves more than listening to the sayings of the wise. We're to pay attention. Then apply our hearts to what we learn by keeping what we learn in a front burner reservoir. Review and reflect on what you've learned. If you do this, you'll have it ready on your lips. Lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel, it says in Proverbs 20:15. The tongue of the wise brings healing, 12:18, and protection, 14:3. It also heals and protects others. Proverbs 15:2 indicates the tongue of the wise commands knowledge, and the lips of the wise spreads knowledge, 15:7. No wonder Proverbs 24:26 concludes, "An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. It lights a spark, brings pleasure, results in joy, and satisfies." Discernment is essential to Christ-like communication skills. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.